Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Emerging Enterprise Radio, featuring high growth companies and their trusted advisors.
Welcome to another episode of Emerging Enterprise. I'm your producer, Kevin Finn, and in the studio with me for his first show, we got our new host, Van Baird. Hey. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Kevin. Thanks, man. This is fun.
This is great. Well, it's Friday. It's a beautiful Friday, and I'm glad you guys could make it into the studio.
I am, too, because we were barely snowed in last night at my house. Barely snowed in? Yes.
I love it. So yeah. So we got a great show today. Things have been going great. You were on a show just recently, and now you're hosting a show, so you caught the bug.
Well, I am. Yeah, the system works here, right? I started drinking the Kool-Aid, and thanks to Desiree for having me on, and it was it's a cool concept, and we're excited to have the first show kick off today.
Definitely. Well, you brought some people with you. They're all exciting, and they might actually be younger than me. I might not be the youngest person in the studio for once.
You are not.
Okay.
I can vouch
Perfect.
For that. But my name is Van Baird. I am with Relational Equity, and my co-host... starting tonight is Taylor Sear. Hey, Taylor.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. We're excited.
Good. I'm really excited.
Yeah, we are. I think we both are.
Yes.
I'm more excited.
Yes.
Okay. So we've got that established.
And you are not the youngest, Van. So stop trying to tell Kevin that you're the youngest,
I'm the
okay?
oldest. Definitely the oldest. So, well, we are excited to be on this particular station because Emerging Enterprise, there's a sense in Atlanta that it's become an incubator for socially good companies. And
definitely.
There's just so many in and around Atlanta. And so that's what our bent is going to be when we get on every week. We're going to be bringing in companies that are entrepreneurial minded, but also are looking to give back to the community in some level and give each other a hand up, not just a handout. So we're excited to have as our inaugural guest on the show are Hive Atlanta and their co-founders, Charlton Cunningham. Hey, Charlton.
Hey, Van. How you doing?
I'm good. You've been dying to say something into the mic.
I have.
Yeah. Welcome.
It's been so long.
And Jake Dudley.
Hey, hey.
Yeah, you've been more excited.
Yes, I have.
Yes, I can tell. So I cannot be more thrilled for you guys to be the first guest. I'm a huge fan of Hive. You guys know that. Relational Equity, our company, would not exist were it not for Hive, had I not gone, and we'll get into some more detail, the Hive gatherings here in a little bit, but to have you guys on and to be talking about how much good you're doing in this world of no lonely leaders. We've all started companies. The people that we're going to have on the show have started a company, and so to have you guys talk about how Hive got started and what your vision is going forward is pretty exciting for me, and I think a lot of people that are going to be listening are going to want to know more about it. So, but let's start with Charlton, because this is your baby.
Yes, it is.
So tell us about your baby.
Hive ATL. What can I say? Basically...
Let's hear the story. You have a story. We want to hear it.
Do you want me to start from the beginning?
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely. All right.
Two guys... No, okay. So, yeah, so me and my friend Tyler Cook, co-founder, back in 2010, we both served in leadership in college, and we realized that there's burnout that happens, and that, you know, we were just like, why does this happen? It doesn't need to, you know, and we always just talked about it when we got together and we're like, we really need to create a community where people can talk about this. And along with that, we would talk about meeting people and they would have ideas and then meeting them later, 3-6 months, and they wouldn't be anywhere. And so this whole idea of just bringing community together and really talking about the ideas that you want to happen, these dreams, and like, let's hold you accountable. And so the funny thing is we sat on that for a year and we got together, right?
Ironic, right?
Yes. So we were like, hey, we need to hold people accountable. Hey, it's a year from when we said that we need to do
and
this.
We haven't done anything.
And so the name became?
The name became Vision Police. And so it was all about, let's like police people's visions. Like, this is what you said you're going to do. It was supposed to be mean.
Yeah,
it still is.
I'm glad it's Hive ATL now because... I don't know. Vision police is kind of scary.
Haters.
What's your vision? I'm here to arrest you. It's like, oh my goodness. No.
So, but you would have done it.
Yeah, maybe. You're right.
So what did that look like initially?
So initially it looked like 8 guys getting together, and everybody who came had something that they did. So like Andy Laney, so he's one of the original 8. He started making burlap bags, and he was giving them out downtown to the homeless guys. And so he was like, man, I really want to like create something around these burlap bags that I'm making and giving out. And Jake previously had started giving away bikes. And so everybody coming to the group had their own areas where they were doing things. And so we wanted to just come around people and say, hey, this is great that what you're doing, and we know you want to go to point X, and we want to help you get there. And so we would meet and just talk and argue. And
there was no beer involved, right?
There was
there was beer.
There was beer.
There was beer.
So
which is a good thing.
Each person involved, and I'm not being sexist here, they were all guys.
They were all guys.
So all the guys involved had some kind of startup they were trying to do, some kind of passion they were wanting to, and not the resources to pull it off. Right?
Right.
Or so they thought.
Yeah, so it was a little bit of one. When you start something, you don't really know where to start. And so, like, it's that and the overwhelming, I want to help people. I have this passion, and I don't know how to make it happen. And so it was about coming alongside and saying, hey, I know you want to get this done. How can I help you? What am I skilled with? And there are some things that Jake does immensely better than what I can ever do, and vice versa. And so that's what it's about, coming alongside and saying, I have these talents. Let me help you, do what you want to do.
So, Jake, what was your story then? Because Charlton touched on it. You had bikes.
Yeah. So I had an incredible opportunity back in 2010, just after the earthquake in Haiti hit, to go to Haiti. It was about 10 weeks after the earthquake. And we were just doing some work on these tent cities. And we had a bunch of tarps and hammers and tools. And we were just going to help these people. And so it kind of just started as like I just was going to Haiti to help people. And while down there, I encountered this kid in this tent city, which housed probably 200 families or so. So you figure there's probably 350, 400 people in this small little tent city. It was a pretty small one compared to some of the larger ones that are there in Port-au-Prince. And, there was this kid who had this bicycle, and the bicycle didn't have a seat. It had like a piece of 2x4 that replaced the seat. And he was selling time increments on his bike to make money for his family,
wow.
Which that alone, yeah, I mean, that is huge. And so,
It impacted you.
It really did. Yeah. It broke my heart because I was like, first of all, this kid is, there are all these kids that are coming to this mm-hmm. kid to say, let me pay you for this time to spend on your bike. And I grew up on a bike. Like everything I did on a kid was on my bike.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was like, I want every kid to have a bike because every kid loves bikes.
Right.
And so that I came home and that kind of fired me up. And so I said, I want to get every kid that doesn't have a bike, I want to get their hands on a bike. And I came into it with like, I'm going to change the world. And,
right, of course.
And every kid in America is going to have a bike. And obviously that is not possible on my own. And so I immediately dumped every resource that I had into this dream.
Mm-hmm.
And I wound up, a year later, I'd given away 10 bikes. I had 30 more bikes, but I had no idea what to do because my bank account was wiped out. I burned bridges in the process.
Oh, wow.
And I became a lonely leader, essentially. Mm. I realized, holy cow, I don't know what to do next.
Right.
What's going to be the next thing? And so I just kind of gave up. And there were these bikes that I had to like give away to this. I think I gave them away to a church to say, hey, I don't have the resources to fix them anymore. Mm-hmm. Can you go and do this? Because
mm.
I was taking old bikes and restoring them and then giving them away. So that was my lonely leader story. And so when Charlton said, hey, you started this and we want you to come and be a part of this group called Vision Police, like we want to help you be involved. And so I just wanted to be involved in the community.
Mm.
Literally, they kept me accountable to going to Waffle House every Saturday morning.
I remember,
that.
Yeah, did you ever do that?
I did for like 4 months. Every Saturday morning, I went to the same Waffle House. And
to do what?
I wanted to know people in the community.
Okay.
So I was like, I want to sit at the same table with the same server every Saturday morning. And I did. Her name was Veronica. And I tipped her very nicely. So if Veronica, if you're listening, I love you. She served really good grits.
So
that was her special. She made the grits.
Yeah, she made the grits.
The grits make everything. All right. That's right. So you laughed because we were talking about telling the Hive story and how you and Jake, you laughed. Like, is there a story about how you guys got started with Hive?
Well, the actual gathering.
Right.
Well, yeah. Well, so we had been doing Vision Police. So, like, I'll talk about the transition from Police to Hive. So Vision Police was everybody having their own separate dream, goal, vision to do something. And just meeting, going through the months of meeting, we realized that we were all talented. And like I said, Jake's talented, and it's different than what I'm talented in. And so we were like, hey, we're all talented in different areas. Let's all do something together, and let's take this idea of gathering in community and trying to help start things. Let's bring that.
Let's do what we're doing for one another for other people.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Essentially.
And so we were like set on that, but we didn't really know like what that looked like and like how that was going to come about. And so we were actually at Taste of Marietta,
2012.
Walking around, and
I was pissed at the world.
Jake was going through some things at the time. So we were walking around, and we were like, we need to do an event. We need to get everybody and just like, hey, this is what we've been doing. This is our vision. And we talked about calling it the It Gathering.
The It, because again, I was mad. So I was just like, I want to help people, and we were going to call It.
Because you're like the clown. Angry young
I would
man.
Think of the clown.
Yes.
And you can see why we didn't go with that.
Yeah.
Well, because we had really cheesy, accurate, like,
It Happens.
With It Happens, It Hits the Fan, like, you know, play on words.
Yeah. Kind of glad y'all
and
didn't
it sounds
go with
really
that.
Good right. when you're that age. You look back, you're like, man, I didn't know anything.
Yeah.
5 years from now, you're going to look back and be like, man, I didn't know anything.
At the time, it was a great idea.
Oh, yeah, we loved it.
But this is great because it's a rare story where somebody has an idea and a month later, they're millionaires or they're a successful company. So everybody listening that's started a business can totally, you know, understand exactly the frustration that you guys were going to. So was it from that day at Marietta Square, like, okay, now we need to do an event?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
That day in Marietta Square, we decided we need to do an event.
That was our next step.
That was summertime. And then
that was April.
Was it April?
Mm-hmm.
So then in October is when we had our first event in Marietta Square. 13 attendees.
13 people.
Y'all. Called?
Called The Gathering. And we just got we got them together, and we were like, hey, this is Hive, this is our vision. And
so what was the format that night? Like, what went on?
Well, it was a Saturday morning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's right.
We Saturday did it on morning. A Saturday morning
at Waffle House.
exactly.
Veronica served everybody.
I skipped out.
There were no grits
on Veronica that
the
day.
Grits were awesome.
We basically we came into it. This is the Hive, and we are about no lonely leaders. That was all, that had kind of just came out of those original conversations. So we basically said, here's what we're about, and then how do we
help you?
How do we help you? How do we create community so that you aren't lonely anymore?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we had some cheesy, you know, games and things that connected us that were actually really good. Like they were not that good at first, and we've kind of perfected them now.
Right.
But at the time, you know, November of 2012, they were
they accomplished what you wanted to. You got people talking. You got people connected.
Right. Yeah. 13 people left connected.
I think 13 people is a success. Like, absolutely. I don't see that as being negative.
We
when
were
you think
stoked.
About your first event. Yeah, we exactly.
We came home that night and like slept, and we were like, oh man, this is the start of something great.
Yeah.
And that's all you need. 13 people to start what you guys are doing now.
Used to be 13 colonies. So.
It's true.
Look at Kevin.
Look at that.
Right. I like that connection. That.
So give me one story from that event that really pumped you guys up. Like somebody coming out of there. That was like, okay.
The first one?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all right, this worked.
I think it was more people that connected with the – I don't know that there was necessarily the first one that we had a story. There were more people that left and said, I resonate with being a lonely leader.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a win. I mean, because then we had people that were catching the vision.
Yeah.
And again, so you think 13 people is not a big group, but – when you have 13 people who catch onto a vision, that is a win.
Yeah.
The story was them showing up.
Yeah.
But to back to the point, everybody started somewhere. Everybody's mm-hmm. felt what you felt with the bikes.
Yeah.
So to connect and say, okay, I'm not by myself. Mm-hmm. I think that's a huge win.
Yeah.
So you have some momentum coming out of that. You've now done two Hive gatherings since, right?
Yeah, three total.
You're into mm-hmm. three, and we've got another one coming up fairly soon. When's the next one?
May 13th.
It's a Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm. Day after night. My birthday.
Hey, happy! Hey. We'll wish you a happy birthday at the Hive gathering.
The Hive, maybe I'll be there. I have a question for you guys. All right, okay. So there are no bad ideas, but still, if someone comes with you and they're like, hey, I'm going to make a hoverboard, and I mean, it's like, there's so much practicality. Do you guys do any ideation that you sort of try to poke holes in people's ideas and say, in a constructive way, but say, hey, let's make your idea better before you go out there?
We always tell, so the way that we started was we were just really open and honest. Like in those first Vision Police meetings, we argued and the
like
nickname.
If we didn't like your idea, we told you that we didn't like your idea. And we weren't nice about
right.
it.
Right. And so that's the kind of like, I mean,
and that's not what the Hive gatherings are like at all.
No, everyone should know that we're not going to shoot your idea down. Actually, we're going to help you develop it.
Yeah, we want constructive. We want people to give constructive feedback, and especially in the context of there's a element that we do called speed dating, and so we say, you know, well, meet somebody you don't know in the room, talk about what are you doing, you know, what are you learning, and how can I help? And so, mm-hmm. like from that, like people can, you know, get ideas from their idea and like really build upon, oh, have you thought of this? Or maybe look at it this way. And so in the midst of that, they connect with people who then add and like say, hey, maybe a hoverboard's not the right thing, but you seem really talented in this. And so, you know, try, you know, doing something else. And so that's kind of where it comes from.
Okay.
And it's establishing a sense of community that you're not alone, that you can talk with other people about your ideas and get feedback from people that have gone before, because it's not just the interacting. There's actually people that you have speaking at each event.
Right. And essentially when you come, if you come to the Hive gathering with a dream or an idea or a vision, or maybe even a physical product that you've created mm-hmm. or a cause that you've started, which we've had people show up for. Even if you aren't a lonely leader, if you started something or you have been a lonely leader or you are successful, then there's someone that can learn from you. Mm-hmm. And so with the ideation side of things, we don't approach each event thinking that Hive ATL are the experts. We like to put everyone on a level playing field to say everyone in this room can connect with someone no matter where you are, what stage you're in. Everyone is in this room for a reason. And so because of that, if you have an idea, if you have a dream, if you have a vision, then there's someone in this room that can help you make that a reality or help you be successful at something else.
All right. Well, Van just mentioned earlier, do you guys have speakers that come in? Do you have like a David Cummings or someone that comes to pump up the crowd and get them excited?
Yeah. So past speakers, we've had John Saddington, who is
8-Bit.
Yeah, he's 8-Bit, and he's actually at the Iron Yard now, which is coming to Atlanta. We've had Blake Canterbury.
Check that out, by the way. It's very cool.
Yeah, it's a great thing. Blake Canterbury, who started Be Remedy. Mm-hmm. So along the lines of that, creating that movement, that social good movement. Root Radius. Josh Webb talked about a funny thing called passion vomit. So
yeah, great story.
I like that.
When somebody asks you what you're doing, and you're just like, oh, I just have this great idea. I'm going to blah, blah, blah. Yeah, so yeah. I loved his talk. And
Scott Tanksley.
Scott Tanksley, Meals with a Mission, and Authenticity, which is a very good, cool platform.
And you don't have a lisp. It's actually
I don't. I do not have a lisp. It is Authenticity.
Right.
It's a really cool. It teaches companies how to engage in the meaningful, right. Essentially.
And then Boosterthon.
And Chris Carneal of Boosterthon. Carneal. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
I don't think we're missing anybody there, are we?
No, that was all of the. Because the first event was us talking.
Yeah.
Because.
And connecting. So right. and the synergy in the room is really hard to talk about on radio. It's the experience of leaving there pumped up. I mean, knowing that you made a connection, knowing that you're not alone, and the whether you call them games, whether you call them connecting activities, it's the synergy that you guys build up in the room is like no other event that I've been to, because you really kind of feel like you're still getting individual attention, even though there's a speaker, even though there's things that you're listening to. So the next Hive event's coming up. What can we expect out of that?
All right, I'll touch on that. You can expect definitely the most high energetic event that we'll have. It's going to be at Rome in Dunwoody. It's just, if you're not familiar with that, it's a really neat co-working meeting space. I actually work there, so yep. I'll just plug that in there.
Absolutely.
Meetatrome.com. It's great, great, great space. If you're looking for meeting or co-working space, you should check it out. So it's going to be in their room. They have a big, really neat meeting space mm-hmm. called the Garage. So we're going to be there. It's going to be on May 13th, that Tuesday night. We'll have Casey Graham of the Rocket Company. He is going to be our keynote speaker for this one. And then we're working on a couple other potentials that we're really, really, really excited about. So I kind of want to build some anticipation there. So I'm not going to tell you who it is.
Is that what you would call a tease?
Yes.
Okay.
It is a tease. So you can follow us on Twitter.
Yes.
At HiveATL.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you can go to our website, HiveATL.com, to stay updated. You can sign up for emails there. You can check out our blog at HiveATL.com as well. So we're going to bring some really cool elements. You will leave connected. I can guarantee that. Like, that's truth.
And I can speak on that, too. I was actually able to attend the last Hive gathering, and it's not just who you meet in the room. It's who those people know. So it's their networks mm-hmm. that they're like, I'm going to go home, I'm going to email so-and-so, and I'm going to get you connected with so-and-so, because I don't know how to do it, but right. I know someone who can and would love to help you.
Absolutely.
So that, you know, touching on the connecting thing is so true, and it's weeks after the gathering that you're reaping those.
I mean, we've, just to give you a taste of some of the connections that have been made, we've had a documentary that has been fully funded on Kickstarter through a connection that was made at the Hive gathering. So it was a $17,000 Kickstarter project.
Wow.
He was actually only trying to raise 12 and he got 17,000.
Yeah.
It's called the Blue Ribbon Foundation. Actually, he actually launched the foundation around it. His name's Ryan Pryor. Check it out. Blue Ribbon Foundation. It's about,
he has,
can y'all pronounce it? 'Cause I don't remember how to pronounce the name of the,
it's chronic fatigue syndrome.
Is that basically what it was?
Okay, yeah, that's all it is.
It was the fancy name.
Okay. No, yeah. And so check that out. That launched out of a connection that was made at the gathering, course relational equity here with UVan, happened because of, you know, just an idea and you got fired up and passionate about that. We have helped generate revenue for other companies out of Hive gatherings. Charlton, I know there's other stories. What else am I missing?
I mean, there's tons of stories of, just like Taylor said, we'll hear stories months later of people saying, yeah, I connected with this person and they connect me with somebody at their company and just small little items like that. People who are still getting together and connecting
weekly.
On a regular basis. And so those are
all because of connections that happened at the Hive gathering.
Right.
And it's an unspoken thing when you walk in the room. Everybody leaves their ego at the door. It is, and it's unspoken. Nobody has to say anything. It just, you come in with an open hand, and you want to help the other person across the table from you. And y'all do a really good job of
Thank you.
And I don't know of any other kind of an event like that.
Yeah,
I mean, it's so unique. And where do y'all go from here, though? How can we help spread the word? What's your vision? To police your vision, where do y'all want to go with this?
Nice.
So the vision of Hive. What we're really passionate about is connecting people, and also, so the whole ideation piece, like, we want to take people from concept to launch. So we're going to be looking at, in the future, how can we, you know, bring mentors around people, and even like we do two gatherings a year, but how can we do a monthly connection, and even looking at, you know, what will it take for us to be the incubator or for the North Metro Atlanta. And so we're really looking at, you know, we've done it for two nights in the year, but like, how can we really buckle down and get people from A to Z in an environment where they can get the direction they need?
And ultimately it all comes down to authentic community. That is really what we're all about.
I love that.
Because it stems out of most ideas, dreams, and visions fail within their first year simply because people lack the resources and the relationships to succeed. And so we want to put the resources and the relationships into one room to surround lonely leaders to create authentic community and help people succeed.
Wow. Well, I can really see this really blowing up. And I mean, I love the name Hive, and I'm sure you guys thought about it a lot, but you have a Hive ATL, a Hive Nashville, a Hive this, and it can really just...
He's catching it, man.
I like you.
I like you.
It's breaking out. Have you guys ever seen this happen? And you guys talking about your little speed dating thing. I can envision somebody has a great idea. Maybe they have an app idea or something. They don't have a developer. They're talking with someone and they click with someone. And before you know it, you have a startup company that just formed. formed from your gathering.
Yeah, I mean, that's really what happened with relational equity. I mean, it was on the heels of what we were doing in my other business, and just being in a room with that kind of energy and seeing people that say, "Hey, kind of screw it, I'm gonna go with this, I'm gonna start this," and the connections that came from there of being able to meet with people and say, "Hey, well, how did you do it? You know, how do you get this thing off the ground? You know, what kind of paperwork do I need? I'm not a paperwork guy. I'm not a detail guy." So to connect with people that can connect me with other people, I think, is that kind of what you were getting
at?
Yeah,
that's what I was going to say. Just talk about that, because I came a little bit later into relational equity, and you guys have already made those connections. And I didn't even know that that's how it launched when I first came on until I was able to attend the latest Hive Gathering. And it's just crazy how you leave so inspired. Mm. And it just doesn't stop there, though. You know, I go to a lot of conferences where you just get so pumped up and you're on this like wave of creativity and you're like, I'm going to make so many changes and I'm going to do this and do that. But then, you know, after a week or even a few days, that kind of dies off. But like you said, the accountability and that authentic community, it really does stick with you.
Definitely. Are you guys partnering with anyone? Are you guys reaching out to like an ACDC or an Atlanta Tech Village? Or you know, you sort of, because I feel like they have the same ideology and they would love to help you guys out.
One thing that we've done thus far, and this is what's kind of helped, is we have really a lot of the things that we have kind of seen come to life through the gatherings has been just what we've been doing with our everyday life. I mean, a lot of the relationships that are being formed and the community that's being built, we as individuals that are a part of Hive are doing that every day anyway. And so in our normal everyday lives, we're beginning to have some of those conversations with folks about connecting. It's really how I got connected to Rome, and now it's my mm-hmm. job. And so Rome is a big part of now what we are going definitely. To do moving forward. There have definitely been some conversations. I mean, relational equity started out, you know, out of Van getting fired up about that, and we partnered with Van at the last gathering, definitely. Which is really cool because, hey, here's a, you know, we can point to them right there, point to Van and say, his business started out of connections and passion and all these things that he got here at this event. And so moving forward, we're definitely looking for people to be a part. And we would love to see more people get involved. I think, we all have jobs, honestly. Yeah. And so more and more people are starting to hear about Hive. I get asked almost daily now, tell me about this Hive thing that you're doing.
Yeah.
And so we welcome other people being involved.
Okay. Yeah. What does that look like?
Well, people can partner with us. Like we said, we've partnered with you guys. We partner with Rome. But also people can sponsor. And if anybody's interested, they can email me, Charlton, CHARLTON, at HiveATL.com.
And there's a contact form on the website. So you can just go to HiveATL.com and get the contact us button, and you can definitely just shoot us an email that way.
And if you're listening to this online, you're on our page, and all this information is going to be on there as far as y'all's contacts and the Hive contact as well.
Definitely. So do you guys want more connections like with Atlanta Tech Village? I don't know if you guys have visited yet.
Yes.
Yeah.
The short answer is yes.
I'm just saying, we have these guys in the studio all the time. We got the young startups. We have ATDC. We have Thai Atlanta. We have all these people that really resonate with your message, and you guys would be so great where they start out there, and then these are other steps that you can point them towards to help support their growth.
Yeah, for sure.
And that makes sense, honestly. I mean, Atlanta is just such a moving and shaking kind of city right now for startups and technology and just everything. So that would be the logical step.
Yeah. So that's a good segue into just what we're the city that we live in and the companies that we see doing a lot of good that have maybe gotten over that initial hurdle, or they're still there, but they need that leg up. Can we just talk for a few minutes? What are some companies that you guys love, right? That you see doing, they're socially minded, they're doing a lot of good, but their ideas are fresh. It's not like they're copying other people. Let's just talk about some other companies that, like, if we were going to get them on the show, even, like, who would you want to elevate? Who would you want to really kind of lift up and say, hey, you need to know about this company?
I mean, off the top of my head, everyone that has been involved with the gathering thus far, I would absolutely put on a platform. And that's what we like to do at each of our Hive gatherings, is put other people on the platform.
Sure.
So Scott Tanksley of Meals with a Mission and Authenticity, Chris Carneal of Boosterthon. Mm. We have Blake Canterbury of B-Remedy. B-Remedy is definitely, if you are into using social media for good, then that's exactly what they do. Josh Webb of Root Radius, Passion Vomit. They help brands and causes tell their story. Am I missing anybody? Anyone? That's just the Hive. I mean, there are other
people.
That's just the Hive people.
What other companies are y'all attracted to?
Yeah, outside of Hive.
Yeah.
Rome Atlanta.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm pretty connected there.
Yeah, we've heard.
Yeah. Meetatrome.com.
Yeah. Well, I think, go ahead.
I mean, off the top, Hypotamus is a...
Hypotamus, yeah, they're cool.
Yeah, they're a nonprofit startup downtown that allows people to come in and just get advice. You can just walk in, and I love environments like that. And so definitely Hypotamus would be one of those places.
Yeah, and they, I don't know if you know how they started. There was two guys that they built toilets, and then they decided to just have the, I think it's the Biltmore, right, where it's at the bottom of the Biltmore. They just like, well, we're going to rent out the space. They don't charge anyone. They let people go in there, and it's free, and it's so cool. And they just started out, they were manufacturing toilets, and they're like, we want to give back somehow. We made all this money making toilets, so we're going to give back.
Nice.
Yeah, that is also, so funny.
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
They were literally sitting on an idea there.
Yeah.
Nice.
I get it. The Iron Yard, John Saddington, theironyard.com. They're bringing a coding school to Atlanta. They're actually going to be in the Atlanta Tech Village. So I know that, Kevin, you mentioned those guys.
Yeah,
there.
We actually have them come on Business Radio X monthly, and they bring some of their people on. And it's really, really cool just to hear from them. So I know they would all make great speakers at the gathering.
That's the Iron Yard, cool. Great. That's a great organization.
Absolutely. I need to learn code. I want to go there. Like, seriously.
And I have to throw it out. So Worth Loving.
Absolutely.
Aaron Eddy. Yeah. That's one of my favorite local brands here out of Atlanta. XK Macaroons. Xana Kid.
He got excited there.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
Passion Vomit almost.
Seriously? Her Red Velvet Macaroon.
He just spit on
Holy
the mic.
Holy cow. Seriously.
It's macarons, but that's okay.
Is it really?
It's macarons. Yeah.
Well,
two different things.
We're from the South, man, so we say macaroon.
Macaroons. Macarons.
Macaroons, y'all.
Exactly.
I love Plywood. I love what Jeff and Schoenebarger is doing there, and just the community that he's built. They're all about being known as problem solvers. And just the way that they've grown, and
they're heroes of ours, honestly.
Yeah.
The way that they just do community.
Their events are
very
amazing.
Thankful for those guys.
Yep. Well, and there's so many more in Atlanta, and this is really what the platform we want to use and get people on here. So, you know, as we help spread the word about Hive, hopefully people catch on about this show too, because this whole platform, and the only reason I really bought into this idea is because it just fit the relational equity model of lifting others up, being about the person you're in front of, and giving them that opportunity, because we've all been there. Like, we just need that one conversation.
Yeah.
We just need that. So can y'all talk a little bit about some people that have made a difference for you guys, like you, that meeting that helped, that process that got started because you got a resource you didn't have before? Do y'all have those people that you could speak of?
We're really just repeating names, but for me, I interned at Root Radius. And Josh Webb and Brian Noel, those were the two guys who just like encouraged me. Back then, I was running something called Torlana, and they were just encouraging me just to...
Which is awesome, by the way. Everyone that is listening should tweet at C... Wait, what's your Twitter name?
I'm not going to tell you.
at Charlton87, and tell him right now to bring Torlana back.
That's a whole other show.
That's Vision Police. I'm just really policing
is.
His vision.
Hashtag bring
I'm
it back.
I'm policing the
hashtag
vision.
Hashtag bring it back.
Charlton, you're like a hustler. You're in everything. It's hilarious.
I got my hands in a lot of different
I like
pots.
It. It's Mover good.
Mover and shaker.
Yeah. It's great.
So, Jake, anybody for you that you can kind of look back and go, yeah, this made a difference?
Yeah. For me, there was actually, and again, I'm repeating a name, but Jeff Schoenebarger of Plywood, I met with him, I guess it was almost a year ago now, to talk about Hive. And he said a lot of hard stuff that was really difficult for me to hear as someone who, you know, we're really getting fired up and passionate about this movement of no lonely leaders and what it's going to look like and creating community. And he, you know, really challenged me on a lot of the things that that we were doing and our thoughts behind it and how are we going to succeed and making sure that we were really healthy as individuals. Jeff was really looking out for me as a person more than he was Hive as an organization. Yeah. And that was something that meant a lot to me because ultimately community is you have to have healthy relationships and healthy people in order to have a healthy community. Mm-hmm. And so he said, are you healthy? What is Jake doing next? How are you going to be successful in 5 years? Are you planning ahead to make yourself successful so that Hive can be successful? So that was huge for me.
Absolutely. Wow. Really good conversation. And that's you know, I come from a world in another business where there's all kind of competition within the company that I work with. And so, you know, to be talking about competitors, because I mean, for all intents and purposes, plywood people and Hive do very similar things,
right?
And so in this community, to make sure that you have an open hand, to get an open conversation with those other companies that, hey, we're not here to compete, we're here to, you know, lift everybody up, that's really, really healthy. And I think most of the companies hopefully we'll be talking about can speak to that, like, what are we doing to help even somebody who would be considered a competitor? And that just happens here in Atlanta.
It really does, and it's a really great community. So let's look 10 years in the future. What's your ideal?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm pulling that out there. Your ideal, like the ideal Hive dream, where it's going to end and what would be the perfect scenario for you?
Hoverboards? I'm just kidding.
I don't want to get started about hoverboards. I saw that video.
I did too. That's
right. Tony Hawk. That was heartbreaking. Heartbreaking that wasn't true.
If you want to think of cool technology, though, a thing just got kickstarted where it's a Bluetooth ring, and you can set like things to turn on lights with like doing motions with your fingers, and that's pretty cool.
I'm sorry. I got us on a rabbit hole. Go. 10 years. 10 years from now. Let's hear it.
10 years from now. So you already mentioned Hive Nashville. But we've always, in the beginning, we've always thought like we don't want Hive to be a huge thing, like a huge event where, you know, thousands of people come to. Yeah. We want there to be Hives all – make a Hive where you
hyper-local.
Are.
Hyper-local.
And so, yeah, so hopefully we'll be in other cities. Hopefully we can start an incubator or something like that where we are in Marietta, Kennesaw area. There's a great school now, not because Southern Poly is becoming Kennesaw, but I went to Southern Poly and a couple of guys in the group went to Kennesaw, and they have Kennesaw is a great business school and Southern Poly is a great tech school, so mm-hmm. it just kind of makes sense for the two to connect, so we can do that.
I think it's about watching other people own the process of I don't want to see people going at it alone, and so I'm going to come alongside these people who have ideas and dreams and visions and help them succeed. I mean, ultimately, if we can create that movement and that passion with other people to where they're going to other cities and creating their own, and we'll resource them and supply them. That's what I see happening is we provide resources to help leaders be connected and to keep relationships and resources to succeed.
Yeah.
10 years from now, we want less lonely leaders. Basically.
There you go.
Exactly.
Is education going to be part of your whole process of like maybe having classes down the road? Because there's so much stuff that it's hard to know where even social media or different things people want to know or programming. There's so many people with great ideas, and they said, well, if my phone could do this, but I can't develop things. I can't program things. So is there a way to educate people how to grow their business? Are you guys thinking down that path also?
We're still kind of tossing around ideas. We always say that we're not the experts, but we can connect you with people who are. So we'll be looking at, you know, what does that look like for us? Does it look like, hey, you want to learn how to program? Well, we know the Iron Yard does awesome stuff. Or, you know, so we're still kind of kicking around what that really looks like.
If we can't do something the best, then I'm going to direct you to someone who can.
Yeah.
I'd rather you be connected to someone who's going to lead you the right way than us attempt to do something and not
why people trust you guys, because you will give them that advice and you're really trying to help them, like we've mentioned 100 times before.
Yeah, for sure. So this whole idea of starting this podcast and radio show, it got birthed from just sitting around yapping one afternoon with four of us and just the idea of the resources that we were talking about and saying, hey, it wasn't narcissistic. It was like the conversation lent toward small businesses, people getting off the ground. Man, this is helpful stuff, right?
Yeah.
So what are some resources that you guys have leaned into at Hive to kind of help you grow, whether they're free, whether they're online, whether it's another business that has really kind of helped propel and make Hive what it is?
Andy Stanley Leadership Podcast.
Yeah.
Is a great resource. There's, gosh, so many books that we could talk about. Ben, I know that you're a disciple of Gary Vaynerchuk. I also love Gary Vaynerchuk. Yeah, definitely books. I've, again, luckily to be involved with a lot of people who, I mean, I have called myself a professional intern in the past. I've had four different internships at in four different fields.
Right.
And so
you still need to write that book, Vision Police.
See, I know. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know that I've had really a lot of resources as much. For me, it's been a lot of relationships that have really helped me succeed personally.
Okay.
Well, look. Oh, sorry.
I would say anytime Simon Sinek says anything, you just shut up and listen.
or retweet.
Retweet. Seth Godin, somebody I go to. And like Jake said, a lot of it is just sitting under people and saying, hey, I don't know how to do this. And I know you do. Can you help me, please?
I think the key is just listening to people. Not knowing that you aren't the expert is huge.
Well, being able to admit that too, and people say it all the time. If you can say I don't know, that people love that so much more than you trying to BS an answer.
Three of the most powerful words a leader can say: I don't know.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, this has been great. I mean, as far as the first time on, you know, to have this platform, to have you guys in, that means so much to us. You know, thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks,
and,
you guys.
And when the gathering's coming up, we'll get the word out in a big way. It's going to be at Rome. In Dunwoody, so pretty big room. So hopefully we can pack that out. And when do tickets go on sale?
In the next couple of weeks. Just follow us on Twitter. That's literally like we are on Twitter every day. If we're about authentic community at our gatherings, we're also about authentic community within on our social media platforms. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk to you. We'll tweet at you. I'm sure there's someone tweeting right now, you know, about this whole thing that we're doing here. Yeah. So, just connect with us on Twitter and you'll see it next couple of weeks.
Good.
What's the food going to be like?
Yeah, that's so key.
You'll have to just come
and see. It's a secret.
Yeah, well,
the secret sauce.
It's just going to be really awesome.
So I don't know if we retweeted, if we said the handle again. Say the handle again for Hive.
At Hive ATL.
Okay. There we go.
Which if you ever are not right now, you won't be talking to me. But usually, if you are tweeting at Hive ATL, you'll be talking to me. So at Hive ATL, the hashtag for like the Hive gatherings are hashtag Hive gatherings. You can actually search for that, and you can see some of the past conversations that have happened revolved around that. And we have a blast. It's going to be a lot of fun. May 13th.
Well, we've had a blast. Thank you guys so much for coming on and being our first guests. And this will go down in the annals of history as one of the key moments ever.
When we talk to these guys. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. Everybody's going to want Charlton's autograph.
No, Kevin, thanks for letting us come in and try this thing for the first time.
Anytime. Great job, guys.
Thank you.
This is Kevin Fan for Van Baird and everyone here, all our guests today, and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you next week on Emerging Enterprises.